welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again. As I continue a message I began yesterday, having done all, stand therefore. And we're talking about a subject that is very much a part of our Christian experience, although perhaps not our favorite part, but that is going through trials and testings and temptations and battles that are just a part of this life that we lead in this world. And that we know from Scripture that we shouldn't be surprised, because that's just part of how we grow. That's how there's reasons why God allows the enemy, just as He did Job, to test us for a time. Do evil things come from God? No, because He's a good God. However, He'll just lift His hand off of an individual. Remember, Paul said he prayed for the destruction of a person's flesh, that their soul might be saved, or He can lift it off a nation when they turn away from God. And so it's the protecting hand of God that keeps us in safety and protection. But Paul makes a very significant statement, and sometimes when we hear or read familiar passages of Scripture, we miss sometimes very important points. And he says, "Put on the whole armor of God to stand against the wiles of the devil." He says in verse 13, "that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day." Are we living in evil days? Certainly. But if we have the full armor of God and the weapons of our warfare, then we will be able to withstand. But he doesn't end that sentence there. And he goes on to say, "and having done all to stand." That he would add that phrase indicates that there is a time period that may be involved. Have you ever had that experience? You've prayed, you've done all that you've known to do, some even with fasting, and there's not an immediate answer, or the answer that you hope to see in a particular time frame. We would end our trials very quickly, wouldn't we? Except God has a purpose for it. So I have a lot to share with you, so let's move on. And we're talking about a quality or trait that is a fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 22, the King James says, makes reference to love, joy, peace, long-suffering. The NIV, some of the newer translations say patience. We're talking about the quality or trait of perseverance, of just hanging in there when things aren't good. So what is patience? Well, Webster defines patience as bearing pain or trials without complaint. That's the dictionary definition. Interesting, huh? No complaint. Bearing pain or trials without complaint, showing self-control or calm, and also being steadfast and persevering. You know, there's a couple of scriptures I'd like to share with you, and have you ever questioned, or do you just sort of read it over quickly and it's like, what's that all about? In Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verse 10, Paul is saying that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Glory to God, hallelujah, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Sounds like they're connected somehow, doesn't it? And then there's another passage found in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 13. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. What's that all about? Have you ever questioned what is the fellowship of his sufferings? Didn't Jesus pay it all? Didn't he say it is finished? Of course, there is nothing that we can do for our salvation. Jesus accomplished everything that needed to be done for us. Spiritually, he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness or holiness. However, what are the sorts of battles that Jesus went through in his life? Aren't we called to have the fruit of the Spirit? And what are those? The very characteristics, aspects, nature of Jesus Christ: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, temperance, meekness. Against such there is no law. And I would suggest to you that to fulfill the sufferings of Christ means that we are going to be mature in him, and in doing so have the very nature of Christ. We'll be able to manifest love and joy and patience and long-suffering in the trials that we go through. As he is, so are we in the world. In other words, he experienced persecution. He was reviled. He was misunderstood. Even his closest friends, his family, didn't understand what he was about. And so it should not be a surprise that we also are called to experience those things. And I believe that's at least my understanding of what it means to fulfill the sufferings of Christ by having his nature and his character. Jesus said, the servant is not greater than the master. And so if they reviled our master, so much so will they do to us. And so we have to understand that patience and long-suffering is so important. In the Old Testament, looking back at as far as patience, that actual word is only used once in the Old Testament, in Ecclesiastes 7:8, where the word tells us to be patient in spirit. To be patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. And long-suffering is one of God's attributes. The definition of long-suffering is long and patient endurance of offense. We certainly can say our Lord is certainly long-suffering. And remember when Moses asked to see the glory of the Lord, and God fulfilled that request, and it says, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. And then Psalm 86:15 says, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. And the purpose of God's long-suffering, what's the point of that? Well, it's actually stated in Romans 9:22. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? That doesn't mean that God has created those who will just they were destined for wrath and destruction. No, he knows. Knowing the future, knowing all things, that is what they will choose to do. And so therefore, God's long suffering is an enduring of wickedness. And why is God, he's all powerful. Why does he have to put up with it? Well, 2 Peter 3:9 tells us the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so that's a good answer to give to someone that said, why does God allow such terrible things? Well, God allows them so men will have an opportunity to turn to God. Sometimes it takes crisis and calamity and catastrophe for people to turn to the Lord. In fact, in 2 Peter 3:15, Peter says, "And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation." Praise God. So I'd like to share with you 7 reasons the Word gives us why we should have patience and long suffering. It helps to really hear what the Word has to say so that we'll understand how important it is for a victorious Christian walk. You know, sometimes people have the idea the salvation message is preached that way. Just accept Jesus and all your troubles are over. And you can just be happy and joyous. Well, yes, there is a peace that nothing can disturb. There is a deep joy that the enemy or the world can't take away from us. But if you read the Word of God, if the very apostles of Christ who walked with him, and or Paul, who had a visible apparition of Jesus to him on the road to Damascus, if they endured great trials and afflictions, somehow do we think we should be exempt? We need to preach the whole counsel of God, beloved. Yes, he's provided for victory. Yes, he's given us everything we need, all the weapons of our warfare. However, there is a battle. We're in a battle of the ages, beloved. Praise God, we know the answer. We know the end and the outcome, that Jesus is victorious, and all those who choose to stand with him will be victorious. So let's begin now to share some of those reasons that patience, endurance, perseverance is so important. Well, number one, God commands it. It's a command to the believer to have patience after he's done all he's known to do. In other words, that's exactly what Paul is saying in Ephesians. The scripture, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, having done all to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. So it is something that we must, because God commands it, he has a reason for doing it. Well, my time has just flown and will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you'll be able to join me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. You may be going through a very difficult time right now. And I've gone through a lot of trials in my life, so I can relate, not just intellectually, but on a spiritual and emotional level with what God's people go through. And that's one of the reasons we go through trials. Amen. I love you and pray for you every day. The announcer is going to give our contact information. If you email, I ask you to share your mailing address so that I can respond personally to you. And of course, I will confirm receipt and will pray as I receive your requests. I love you and thank the Lord that you're able to be with me today. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.